This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 22. I am salt. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. My wife is fond of salty snacks. Pretzels, popcorn, and potato chips are among her favorites. It's often appealing to add salt to snacks, vegetables, and other things we eat because it enhances the flavor. When Jesus used this metaphor, he was illustrating the believer's distinctive role in the world. He implied that we are to add a similarly positive influence on our surroundings, in a way like salt can. Think of how salt can melt snow and ice. As Christ followers, we can help to thaw the cold indifference that this world often portrays. God's love, which fills us and overflows from us, has the power to soften hardened hearts, thaw frozen relationships, and dissolve disagreements. Think too of how salt enhances the flavor of foods, often making them more tasty and palatable. Christ's presence within us can similarly add taste to life. Our presence can inject joy and zest into our homes, schools, workplaces, and communities. We can help make gatherings and settings more pleasant, positive, and welcoming. In addition, salt serves as a preservative. Before we had refrigeration, salt was the primary method of preserving perishable foods. Similarly, we can help to turn back the corrosive effects of sin in the world. As followers of Jesus, we can bring God's healing, regenerative power to bear on all kinds of situations. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, use us to bring helpful change in the lives of the people around us, for your glory and for the restoration of this world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.